أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، خاتم النبيين، سيدنا الممجد، بشير المصدق، المصطفى الأمجد، محمود الأحمد، أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، ولعن الله على الظالمين من الأولين والآخرين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد وقوله الحق: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه. آمنا بالله، صدق الله العلي العظيم، وصدق رسول الكريم. Awaited Savior of Humanity, Imam al-Hujjah, my respected elders, brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our theme over these blessed nights is the commentary of Ziyarat al-Waritha, as given to us by our sixth Imam, Ja'far al-Sadiq, salawatullahu salamuhu alayhi. As the Ziyarat to recite when visiting and remembering and commemorating the martyrdom of the Master of the Martyrs, the King of all free and the leader of all humanity, Aba Abdullah al-Husayn salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. In our first night, we looked at the introduction and as to why we are discussing this particular theme. And last night, we talked about the importance of Thursday nights as a prelude to the recitation of Ziyarat al-Waritha. And we stated that Thursday night is the beginning and the end of the spiritual week. When I come, I need to realize the blessings that are being adorned from the unseen realm. And therefore, my interaction with that night will increase my endeavors, will ultimately better the quality of my servitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will ultimately be that propeller, will be that need, that means for me to arrive at that God-centric human being through the unseen blessings that occur on a Thursday night, inshallah. And we stated that around the world, unfortunately, we are seeing a decline in the numbers of people who are attending Thursday night programs, a decline in the number of those people who are attending the wiladat and the istishhadat programs of the Ahlul Bayt, salamullahi alayhim ajma'een. And therefore, we need to understand that times move on, and thus we revise how we bring about our servitude to Ahlul Bayt, salamullahi alayhim ajma'een, and ultimately Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, in order to achieve the utmost peak of our servitude towards them. And thus, this evening inshaAllah, in our continuation of our theme, we will now discuss the ziyarat and see its background and understand the value of the physical ziyarah to Holy Karbala, inshaAllah. According to our traditions, a companion by the name of Safwan, may Allah's blessings be upon him, and may Allah be pleased with him, a great companion of the sixth Imam, came to the sixth Imam and said to him, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, I intend to go on pilgrimage to Holy Karbala to visit the shrine of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. Please advise me as to how I am supposed to perform this pilgrimage to Karbala al-Muqaddisa. The sixth Imam responded to him in the following. He said to him, the first thing that you must do is perform fasts for 3 days before you go. Spiritually cleanse and prepare yourself for the ziyarah. Perform fast for 3 days. and on the day in which you intend to leave. On that day in which you intend to leave, gather your family in your house and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, "My Lord, I am heading for the ziyarah of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. In my absence, I leave my family members in your stead and in your trust, in your capable hands to look after them." And then when you leave, as you are heading towards Karbala, you should be leaving in a state of solemnity and tranquility, meaning that you should already be manifesting the grief, the sorrow, the pain of the 10th of Muharram within your heart. It is a serious thing that I am going on the ziyarah to Karbala. When you arrive in Karbala, perform your ghusl in the river of Furat and then head towards Al-Ha'ir. Head towards that area, that place, the maqam of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. Head towards his grave, his dari, that phenomenal location on earth which is underneath the dome of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. Then, when you get there, stand at the door, at the entrance point, and then recite these following words. As-salamu alayka ya waritha Adam as-sifwatillah. As-salamu alayka ya waritha Nuhin nabiyyillah. As-salamu alayka ya waritha Ibrahim khalilillah. And so on and so forth until you and I received what we have today as known as the ziyarat of warith, the ziyarat of the inheritor of the prophets, salamullahi alayhim ajma'een. And therefore, before we examine the ziyarah and the words of ziyaratul waritha itself, of course it becomes necessary for us to examine the methodology, the secrets, the spiritual dynamics for one who intends to perform the ziyarah to Holy Karbala and to Aba Abdullah al-Husayn salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, and indeed a third time, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So many of us today are going on ziyarah to Holy Karbala, to Holy Iraq, to Holy Iran. The ziyarah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the city of Medina, those buried in the city of Mecca, and in previous years, up until the recent imposed illegal war in Syria, we were going regularly to Syria as well to visit Sayyidah Zainab salamullahi alayha and those buried there as well. Think about this very carefully. First and foremost, can there be a bigger blessing, a better way for us to spend our hard-earned money, the rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then going on ziyarah to the holy personalities than this? Is there another way that I could spend my money better than this particular way? You see, maybe it might be observed that when we reflect in recent decades, that many of us have taken as priority to spend our wealth during the holiday periods, the April holiday periods, the Christmas holiday periods, the summer holiday periods. Many of us decided to take our families on holiday. So we would go to the most glamorous of regions. True or not? We would take the catalogues and we would find the hottest of places. We would find the best of touristic places. And we would take our families there and we would spend 2 weeks, 4 weeks, maybe 6 weeks during the summer holidays and go on these places. Alhamdulillah, today, the trend has changed. So many of us have realized that this is not the primary way to spend those holiday periods. April holiday comes, dozens of different kafilah, dozens of different groups of all locations, of all languages are taking groups in their hundreds and thousands to the ziyarat of Karbala al-Muqaddisah. You see, previously, the cool thing, the done thing was during the April holiday, you would go on holiday, or during the summer holiday, you would go to Orlando, or you would go to Spain, or such and such a place. The trend today is no. We realize the spiritual blessings, the necessity of going on ziyarah, not once, but regularly throughout the year. That when we apportion a saved amount of money, our first thought is, let me honor Aba Abdullah, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. And therefore, we see through the summer holidays, us spending time in Iran, us spending time on Umrah, and so on and so forth. And this needs to be a trend that continues forevermore. We need our families to make this the first point of when I travel abroad in order to visit these particular places. If we can go as a family, go as a family. Why? Because when you go with your children, you are emphasizing to them the importance of this place. And thus, they should want to see how you as a mother and as a father interact with Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. They should want to see how you teach them about the respect and the honor of Karbala and the stories therein. And thus, as a child, they will look up to you as a parent and realize how I am supposed to love Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. If my parents take Karbala seriously, and it's not just 10 nights of majalis and crying, but it's within the heart, then their children will also have Karbala within the heart and not just allow it to live and die on the pulpits. And if you cannot take yourself as a family due to financial restrictions, at least send your children as often as you can. What better place can you send your children than the lands of Karbala al-Muqaddisa for a week, for a 2 week period, and so on and so forth. And thus, we see that safety today is there. Many ulama are available, dhakirin are taking good groups, the best of recitations are being done there, an opportunity to go. Thus today there should be no excuse as to why we are not heading towards Karbala al-Muqaddisa. If you look now back within the narrations from Safwan and the sixth Imam, the first thing he states is, Ya ibn Rasulullah, I intend to go towards Karbala. Teach me how to make this pilgrimage. Thus, before anything happens, the single most important thing we need to do is to have the niyyah to go towards Karbala. It should not be passive. It should not be that, no, Aba Abdullah alayhi salam will call me inshaAllah. I should beg Aba Abdullah alayhi salam to call me year after year after year for me to be able to go. You see, there are many times that we just allow the years to pass away and we haven't stopped to think about my responsibility to him and how I need to ask him to call me. There are many simple du'a to recite in order to seek that proximity and that call. As an example, in my daily salah, I should be raising my hands in qunut and saying, Allahumma rizqna fi dunya ziyarat al-Husayn, wa fi al-akhirati shafa'at al-Husayn, wahshunna yawm al-qiyamati ma' al-Husayn, wa adkhilni al-jannati fi bab al-Husayn alayhi salam. Oh Allah, grant me the opportunity to go on the ziyarah of Husayn alayhi salam. Oh Allah, raise us on the Day of Judgment with Hussein alayhi salam. And my Lord, even allow me to enter in the same gate of paradise as Hussein alayhi salam. If it was from here, and every day in my qunut, in my salah, at least once a day, I ask this from Aba Abdullah alayhi salam, do you think he's going to reject a person that begs to go and visit him? Now here, we understand something on the spiritual dynamic. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَا. He is alive. Do not consider him as dead. Thus, when my heart calls for proximity, the opportunity to go on ziyarah, that is naturally transferred to Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. He is aware of those people who are passive towards ziyarah of Karbala, and he is aware of those people who beg, demand, hope, and cry for the opportunity of the ziyarah of Karbala alayhi salam. There are people who have not gone for years. There are some people who have never had the opportunity to go once in their life. Sometimes it's financial. Sometimes it's because they haven't been worthy of the call from Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. Ask, why have you never been to Karbala? Why have you not been called by Aba Abdullah? Because if he calls you, wallah, there is no human being in this world that can stop you. Any guard, any visa issue, any wealth problems, if he calls you, which human being on this planet has the opportunity to bar you from Karbala al-Muqaddisa? Call, ask him to invite you, and you will see, inshallah, so many things open up. Tawfiqat comes from places you didn't imagine tawfiqat to come from. Thus, the most important starting point is to beg that we go, and inshallah, through that begging, he will invite us. Thus, the next thing I need to be able to remind myself of in terms of the physical ziyarah to Karbala al-Muqaddisa is the regular preparation for it. Now, whether I have been called or not, whether my visa has come back or not, whether my flight has been booked or not, start preparing yourself for the day you stand in front of the Master of the Martyrs. But from the moment you do receive that knowledge that you're booking yourself, you found that group that you want to go with, from that moment, start preparing yourself as to how you want to take the ziyarah to the King of all kings seriously. How do we do that? The first thing is, start to read and ponder upon the Master of the Martyrs. Start to read about the different ahadith, about the ziyarah to him, how to pledge allegiance to him, what things you want to change in your life when you arrive to stand in front of him. Let me explain this in some detail, inshallah. You see, for many of us, when we go in Karbala, there are different reasons as to why we go. Let me pose the question. For those who have had the opportunity to go to Karbala al-Muqaddisa, may Allah bless you, take you this year and every year. And those who have not been, may Allah take you this year and every year. What is the reason as to why you go to Karbala al-Muqaddisa? Is it that you have gone there so that your hajat can be accepted? Reality is, your hajat can be accepted from here. True. That place is the best of places to ask. But the reality is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerful enough to accept and implement your hajat from any place. If you go to the moon and ask him, he would accept. Why are you going to Karbala al-Muqaddisa? Are you going there for the betterment of your health and asking Aba Abdullah alayhi salam to intercede, to remove your illness from you? You can ask that from any location in the world. Are you going there for tourism so that you can see the historical sites and see this maqam and this maqam and this maqam? Why are you going towards Karbala al-Muqaddisa? This is the most important question one needs to ask before they endeavor to arrive at the dareeh of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. Why am I going towards Karbala? What is the reason I am heading there? And as you think and ponder over that question, the veils between you and him will become removed and you will begin to fathom the reality of what is taking place between his heart and your heart. Think about this question very deeply now. Why am I going towards Karbala? The reality is, as you see the traditions and you see how magnanimous the reward of the ziyarah is, you will begin to realize the human being you are standing in front of. What kind of traditions are there? Traditions that if you read them, your mind would be blown away by the quality of reward available to the zair of Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam. To the extent that some people don't even fathom and understand how such qualities and rewards are attributed to the ziyarah of Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam. As an example, tradition states that after your wajib hajj, the hajj that is wajib is the ziyarah to Karbala al-Muqaddisa. Look at the wording, wajib. After your wajib hajj, the wajib hajj is towards Aba Abdullah, wajib. Now not wajib fiqh based, wajib spiritually for you and I to go towards Karbala. The narration states that it is necessary for us to go every single year to Karbala, not once in your lifetime, go every single year to Karbala al-Muqaddisa. The narration states, for every step that you take, 1,000 hasanat are written for you. And for every step you take, 1,000 sayyi'at are removed from you. Subhanallah. Another narration states that the ziyarah to Karbala al-Muqaddisa with the ma'rifah of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam is worth 1,000 hajj or maybe even more. Now if you ask the average person, how is this the case? How is it possible that the ziyarah of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam is a more gracious reward from Allah Ta'ala than hajj? Not just once, not 50 times over, 1,000 or more times over. How is it possible for someone to fathom this? Are we not placing Ahlul Bayt too high? Are we not extreme in our love for Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam? Normally you get these sorts of questions. The reality is, anyone who has asked that question has not even understood the first movement of Karbala, let alone the martyrdom of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam on the 10th of Muharram. Why? We have several answers. The first answer is that in regards to the Kaaba, the hadith states that the mu'min in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a greater sanctity than the Kaaba itself, true or not? The mu'min has a greater sanctity. Why? Because we as mu'mineen are ashraful makhluqat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينَ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We as human beings can be lower than the beasts when I follow my whims, and I can be higher than anything else in creation. The funny thing is, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant me heaven. The reality is, as a human being, as a God-centric human being, I am greater than heaven itself. Heaven should desire me, not me desiring heaven. True or not? And therefore, what I should truly be asking for is the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I, as a human being, am already better than the Kaaba, imagine Hussein ibn Ali's status above the Kaaba. The reality is, as per the hadith of Kisa, none of this has been created except for the love of Ahlul Bayt. True or not, we did not create skies, the sun, the moon, the heavens, the seas, إِلَّا فِي مُحَبَّتِ هَاؤُلَاءِ الْخَمْسَةِ الَّذِينَ هُمْ تَحْتَ الْكِسَاءِ. What level is there between the Holy Kaaba and Aba Abdullah alayhi salam? He is infinitely superior than the Holy Kaaba. Of course, going on ziyarah to Aba Abdullah alayhi salam is worth thousands and thousands more than the Hajj itself. It's just jurisprudentially wajib for the one who has istita'a to be able to go to Hajj. It is spiritually wajib for the one to be able to go to the ziyarah of Karbala every single year of his life if possible. First answer. The second answer is that the event of Karbala saved the Holy Kaaba from destruction. Now the Kaaba physically has been destructed many times in the history of Islam. The one that you and I perform tawaf around is not the same Kaaba that was originally created by Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. We know this. In fact, Yazid had the Kaaba destroyed after the martyrdom of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. And thus, it is not the physical Kaaba that was saved. It was the entity of the Kaaba that was saved. No, that there is not a single takbiratul ihram that is raised around the world today. There is not a single verse of the Holy Quran that is recited today. There is not a single person, no matter what sect he belongs to, that goes to Hajj today, except that it is because of the martyrdom of the 10th of Muharram. Of course, Hussein ibn Ali stands as a giant supreme over the physical entity of the Holy Kaaba. Now here we go further. Here we go much further than this. You see, historically, every religion is indebted to Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. Not just Islam. You see, Muslims don't even realize that they're indebted towards Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. The reality is every Christian, every Jew, every Hindu, every Sikh, and even every atheist is actually indebted to Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. Why? Because we already know and need no argument that Yazid tried to destroy Islam. As an example, as the head of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam is placed on that tray in front of him, and he has the audacity to poke his head with a stick and say, "Oh Hussein, what excellent teeth you had," he began to recite that famous poetry that no revelation came, Banu Hashim.